You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. When we talk about fighting climate change, we often refer to shrinking our carbon footprint. A Northwest Iowa ethanol plant is working to do just that. Little Sioux Corn Processors of Marcus is partnering with an Iowa agriculture group to develop the world's largest carbon dioxide capture and storage project. Little Sioux and Summit Carbon Solutions are working on that deal. Bruce Rastetter is the CEO of Summit. He says the partnership is a giant step forward for the biofuels industry. I spoke with Rastetter about how the carbon capture process works.
There's equipment installed at the ethanol plants that would capture the CO2 off of fermentation. So in order to make alcohol, which becomes ethanol, there's a fermentation process that creates some CO2. So today that is being emitted into the air by the allowed by the air permit that each ethanol plant has. But what we would do, or what we will do, is we will install equipment at each plant, and it's not new technology, it's technology that exists. It will take that CO2 gas form, convert it into liquid, put it in the pipeline, in a feeder pipeline to the main trunk, and pump it to North Dakota, and there is geology that are sand caverns, as it may be, they call them saline caverns, where it would be injected into that sand miles down and sequestered long-term. So, and that whole technology exists. And the goal with that is, one, to improve the environment, and it will have a 50% reduction in the carbon score of each ethanol plant that we work with the ethanol they produce. So they'll lower their carbon intensity score, which then will allow them to get a greater premium in the growing low-carbon fuel market. So California, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, all of Canada. There's a proposal for Midwest low carbon. Colorado and New York have similar proposals. So that market is growing as the world demands more sustainability, and ethanol is well positioned to capture that growing market of increasing ethanol blends because of it is the pathway for these ethanol plants, including the ones in your area that are joining with us, to have a net neutral carbon fuel in the future.
Is this an expensive process? I guess that's the first thing. And also, I have read that there are some uses for the CO2, right?
Yeah, there's some uses for it. And bottling process or packing process, but it's just really, really limited, and it's expensive to truck it if the ethanol plant's very far away. So that is really, really not a very large market when you think about the scale of we roughly have 2 billion gallons worth of ethanol production, which equates into that 10 million metric tons of CO2 that we'd be sequestering. So, and what makes this possible, the 2018 tax bill that was passed by Congress 2 years ago has what they call a 45Q tax credit, which pays you on a per ton basis to sequester CO2 and improve the environment. So this will be a $2 billion project between the pipeline, the feeder pipelines, and the equipment at the plant for that scale of production. And so we're excited about, we have plants in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa that are all participating in this. And we also believe that this project will expand to other ethanol producers that haven't yet signed up in the initial phase.
At least in the foreseeable future, looks like you're going to get a boost from the government, and looks like it's going to be a boost for the ethanol industry to be a cleaner industry. And
and today the reality is ethanol is the lowest carbon CI fuel that exists. So gasoline is a 90. Most of the ethanol plants are 55 to 60. This will lower them to 25, 30. And so it's already the cleanest fuel. This will make it even better and ensure that as demand happens for a higher percentage of the liquid fuel, i.e. the gasoline, to have less carbon score and head to net zero carbon, ethanol is the one that can do that. This project is a leap step for the plants. There's no single thing they can do more than this that is a big jump. There are a lot of incremental things that continue to happen, whether it's increased corn production, less nitrogen per bushel of corn, efficiencies of the plants keep continuing, which if as these plants get to 25, we believe with this process, we believe in a decade, they'll be at net zero. And so that's pretty exciting when you think about the combustion engine at a net zero carbon intensity level that will really compete in a dramatic way, in a really good way with EVs, so that it's really important for agriculture in Iowa, the ethanol industry and jobs, that we have a lower carbon fuel.
Looking online and looking at these huge open air carbon, they pull the carbon out of the air, you know what I mean? How different is this process from the open air capture of CO2 where they have these great big turbine looking things?
Yeah, and the reality is that pulling it out of the air really isn't practical technology yet. And what this process that is, because there are some ethanol plants presently doing this, whether it's to take the CO2 off for a bottling company or actually injecting in the ground where the geology makes sense. And there's a couple places in Illinois. But the technology with where you have captured it in fermentation and before releasing it in the air, you can just pull it off of fermentation, put it through a compression unit, and turn it into liquid and pump it to North Dakota. And I think the beauty of the challenge for this and the capital expenditure is that the ethanol plants are located in the upper Midwest primarily, where there's not the geology underground right there to store the CO2 and to sequester it permanently. But North Dakota has large swaths of geology that work for that. So that's where the CO2 pipeline has to come in order to economically do it.
That pipeline is yet to be built?
Correct. Yep. We're announcing that we have met the what we think is the minimum number to be able to make this financeable, and that we will begin the process of permitting, engineering, and design of the equipment at the ethanol plant and the geology work in North Dakota to make this happen.
Is this, you know, we all think about a pipeline. We think about the Dakota Access Pipeline, things like that. Is this going to be a pipeline, an above ground pipeline like that?
No, it would be an underground pipeline. Just, you know, the Dakota Access is underground. This would be underground. But I think one of the real differences on this is that, one, if you do have a leak on the pipeline, you're not harming the environment because you're just releasing CO2 into the air that's presently being released into the air. And there isn't long-term, you know, environmental issues. And so that's number one. Number two, it is taking and enhancing an industry of removing that, not allowing that CO2 to be emitted in the air, and improving the environment from a sustainability standpoint. And then three, if you think about it, because the consumer is demanding greater sustainability everywhere in everything we do, this will position those ethanol plants and ethanol production long term as a really viable fuel in the future as the world demands more green, more clean, and more sustainable energy.
Is this the kind of thing that would be just for like ethanol as we do it here, made out of corn? Can you do this with, you know, I hear they make ethanol out of different things in other countries, you know?
If the geology's there, certainly the technology exists to do this, you know, wherever in the world you have ethanol production, but you don't always match in an economical way the geology with where the plants are. So, you know, hence that's why we grouped together 19 different companies that are participating in this from each state. So along the way of the pipeline, we'll have plants that will be putting their CO2 into that pipeline as it goes south towards Des Moines.
That was Bruce Rastetter. He's the CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions based in Alden in central Iowa. Summit is working with Little Sioux Corn Processors of Marcus and other leading biorefineries in the Midwest on what will be the largest carbon dioxide capture and storage project. The ethanol plant in Marcus says its partnership with Summit will capture and deposit 445,000 tons of carbon each year, and it will dramatically lower the biorefinery's carbon footprint.